you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. I think you want to talk today about homeschooling. Is that right, Val?
Yes, I would.
Tell us why you do it and how and all that.
We've been homeschooling for 12 years. When we were first led into it by the Lord, we simply saw that our child, our oldest child, was withdrawing from us, and we didn't like that. And it wasn't that the school was bad, but it was simply the amount of time that he was away from us caused him to not be able to share all that was going on in the 6 or 7 hours that he was gone. So we wanted to draw him back home, wanted to be closer to him. And over the years, I think I've become more and more solidified in my desire to teach godly character to my children. And so the main reason we homeschool is to pass on godly values and godly character to our children. And you have to spend a lot of time with your children in order to pass that on. The basic education, reading, writing, and arithmetic, is important, but we are not saying, Walt and I as Christians are not saying that all Christian parents should homeschool their children. We believe God led us into it, and we're thankful. We are grateful. Over the years, there have been different challenges, but we have definitely seen godly character being built up through the grace of God, through their being at home for the majority of their time. I would like to just tell where each of them is right now, what ages they are, so that people know what has happened with the older two. Our son Walter, we started homeschooling in the second grade, and we homeschooled him up to the fifth grade, put him in private school for 1 year in the fifth grade, then decided to homeschool him again sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. After the eighth grade, we put him in 2 years of public school, thinking that he needed that in order to go to the Air Force Academy, which is something he had wanted to do since he was in fifth grade. After 2 years of public school, he stopped and went to the community college, the local community college. And the last year, he has made 2 major trips. After his 2 years of community college, he went for 6 months to Peru to live with my uncle and aunt, who have been missionaries there for over 45 years. And then for 6 or 7 weeks this summer, he was in Africa with a missions team. And now he's in Morocco with a missionary family, living again for 6 months to help them out in whatever way they need help. They need help mostly in homeschooling their 4 children. He's very happy where he is. When he comes back home, he would like to finish his next 2 years of college. Our second child, our daughter Elizabeth, is now 17 and is in a boarding school in Canada named Grenville Christian College. We homeschooled her through her junior year. I didn't specifically teach her through her junior year. She was in an independent study program through the high school.
I think we should clarify that in Canada, the word college has a different meaning than it does here.
College means it's preparing for university.
But they have 5 years of high school, they call it high school, from
13th grade, which 9
through 13.
They also call the OA year, and in Ontario that's required for the universities. Anyway, Elizabeth is a senior there, and of course we miss her, but we're very thankful for this opportunity for her. We are homeschooling all the rest of them. Christiana is 14, Jim is 12, Colleen is 10, Evangeline 7, and Theo and Sarah are 4 and 3. I plan, God helping me and God willing, for us to homeschool all the rest of them through high school. I feel that my first two were kind of experiments through high school. I didn't feel adequate at all to teach them anything or to keep them at home through high school. So God has been gracious to get them through to what they have been through and to where they are now. But homeschooling is a place or a training ground for character qualities that you don't really have that much time to work on. Some parents do. I shouldn't say that no parents have any time if their children are in regular school to be able to work on godly characteristics. Of course, that's what they want to do if they're Christian parents. But I feel that the extra time that we've had with our children because they've been at home has been a blessing and a gift from the Lord.
Isn't it true, I've heard it said by some of the authorities, that children are much more likely to absorb the values of their parents in the first 8 or 10 years of their lives than the values of their peers?
If they're spending the majority of the time with their parents.
I mean, that's the time at which they would be much more open to what their parents have to teach them.
Right. Uh-huh.
So that if they go off to school, then they're sort of canceling out the opportunity to absorb the values of their parents and are much more prone to take the values of their peers, which is not always to be desired by any manner or means.
I think we as homeschoolers, though, need to be careful that we're not keeping them at home because of fear that they will get the world's values and be ruined forever. Because we saw in those 2 years that Walter was in public school, even though he took on some worldly type thinking, we felt that it was right for him to be independent of us because he was a young man. And we have seen some homeschoolers who have kept their boys at home through high school, and it has even caused a dependence on the parents that doesn't seem healthy to us. And so I think we have to be careful as parents that we're raising our children in faith that the Lord's going to help them to become independent and mature and grown up and away from their parents and strong in the Lord. So we still wonder whether Jim, when he gets to the age of high school, whether we would actually put him in because we don't want him to be too dependent on us, and yet his personality already shows us that he's not going to be dependent on us. But we need to be careful that it's not fear that's ruling our reasoning for homeschooling, but it's faith that this is the way God wants to lead us. And I've been so grateful for the way the Lord has worked in my older children over the past few years. I just can't get over how far beyond what I imagined or dreamt the Lord has done in their hearts and lives to give them a desire to serve Him, to give them a desire to do what He wants them to do. And we've certainly made lots of mistakes, and we've neglected a lot of areas that we should have spent more time in. And yet the Lord's grace is always good, and it's always works better than our own ideas of how to make perfect children.
I think you've done a very good job in teaching them responsibility, and I think that's another area that they don't have enough time to learn if they go away to school, because they're just not, you don't have the number of hours in the day to teach them responsibility. And it's always a delight to me to see how mature your children seem to be when it comes to taking responsibilities in the home.
Let me say, just with a lightheartedness there, that I've always felt like I needed all the help I could get. So I had to teach them to do things to help me, because I could no way get done what I see some mothers doing for their children. I see some mothers working from morning till night just doing everything for their children and being absolutely exhausted and resentful that their children were not doing anything for themselves, but it's because they took on the whole responsibility of doing everything for them themselves and kind of being a martyr. But I've told my children, and even when people come into our home for a meal and they offer to help afterwards, I always say, I can always use all the help that I could get, because my children have helped me all along the way. They've helped to keep the house clean, and they need to take on responsibilities. That's
Absolutely.
The way the team works.
Yes, they've got to learn those lessons, which are not likely to be learned if there's not much time spent at home. Mm-hmm. And having lived with Indians, you and I both had the opportunity to observe and to learn from the way they raise their children. And their children are expected to take very heavy responsibility quite early
age. Yeah.
A four-year-old would often have a baby tied onto her back, and it was her job to take care of that baby for maybe hours while the mother was out planting. And the boys, by the time they were 8 or 10 years old, were expected to take full responsibility in going out to hunt because it was a case of survival. It wasn't really optional. Mm-hmm. Everybody had to participate in order to survive.
And that's the way I felt. We needed to survive, and I needed everybody's help. Yeah.
But I was very amazed to see how responsible those little children were. And I don't think I ever heard a lecture from any of the parents.
Not very much.
It was just visible signs of what they were supposed to be doing, and they did it. And they seemed to be very peaceful, happy children, as you were. You were a peaceful, happy child because you grew up with these Indian children. And I would like to take credit for you being such a happy, peaceful child, but I realize in retrospect, I had nothing to do with it. You were living with jungle Indians who don't complain and who shoulder responsibility with great delight. And you'd go off for a whole day in the canoe with the Indians and maybe come back with a little bunch of bananas tied to a vine, and the vine was over the top of your head, or you'd have some fish or something.
If children grow up with an expectation to become more mature, an expectation from their parents that their children will become independent and will become mature and will grow out of being tied to their mother's apron strings, they will grow up. And it's sad when you see parents hanging on and overprotecting their children because they're so worried and fearful that the child won't become mature. But I think we can assume and expect God to help our children become independent of us. And we are growing them up, training them to live on their own. We're not to train them to hang on to us forever.
Well, we could go on much longer, but there's one verse that I'd like to leave with you parents. This is a good one for your children to memorize. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands.
Thank you, Mama, for letting me come and be on your program.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.